The department plans to make $11.8 million in grants available starting in July. The money will go to municipalities to replace some of the state's 176,000 lead service lines that connect homes and businesses to municipal water. Lead exposure can cause irreversible brain damage in children and miscarriages. Abigail Cantor is a water quality consultant in Madison. She says she's pleased with the proposal.
It's a good start, let's just say that. It's a very expensive undertaking, and it will at least get utilities on the way.
Under the proposal, communities could receive between $300,000 and $750,000 each, depending on the population. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.